Argentina's vice president has been convicted of corruption, sentenced to 6 years in prison, and barred for life from holding political office. Prosecutors say Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner embezzled hundreds of millions of dollars in state funds. She denies any wrongdoing and insists she is being persecuted because of her populist politics. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Supporters of Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner chanting Presidenta gathered in front of the federal courthouse in Buenos Aires. They posted on social media their support for the embattled vice president. Prosecutors say that when Kirchner was president from 2007 to 2015, she ran a criminal organization that bilked nearly $1 billion from the government. After a three-year-long trial, yesterday the judges finally gave their verdict.
Condenar a Cristina Elizabeth Fernández de Kirchner a la pena de 6 años de prisión.
Condemned to 6 years in prison for fraud. Prosecutors had asked for 12, but she was cleared of running the embezzlement scheme. This is the first time a sitting vice president has been convicted of a crime.
Señora, señores, este juicio terminó.
And with that, the judge concluded the trial. Immediately after, a defiant Kirchner took to social media. For more than an hour, she railed against what she said was a judicial mafia and a corrupt media bent on wiping out her popular politics from Argentina.
Por eso, me condena. Pero no, la condena no son los 6 años o la cárcel.
That's why they moved to bar me from office, she said. Kirchner has been in Argentine politics for 3 decades and long been a polarizing figure, portraying herself as a champion of the poor and a victim of right-wing forces in the country. But many, like 28-year-old Agustin Carvalho, blame her for the country's continual economic crises. By year's end, inflation is expected to hit 100%.
6 años por ahí para alguien como Cristina es medio poco.
6 years is little for what she has done, says Carvalho, as he stopped to buy a soft drink at a corner stand in one of Buenos Aires' wealthier neighborhoods. He says at least it's a start and hopes she goes to jail for longer. That's unlikely in the short term, says Geraldine Adana, a political scientist at the University of Buenos Aires. While she holds office, Kirchner has immunity.
And also, this is not a final judgment. She would still have resource to go to the Supreme Court, and she could even run as candidate next year that we have presidential elections.
While in the past, Kirchner has hinted at another run for president, yesterday she said she would not seek office again. She is facing more corruption charges, though, including a money laundering case that implicates her son and daughter, too. Daniel Kerner, an analyst with the political risk Eurasia Group, says Argentines need to focus on fixing the economy instead of fighting over Kirchner's court cases.
Developments like this just makes it harder for the political elite and the political class to come together to some sort of arrangement to solve Argentina's problems that are very, very deep.
Kirchner says she will continue to fight on. Her supporters, like Natalia Varela, who came to the courthouse yesterday, say they will too.
Jurídico, creo que esto ni siquiera solo contra ella.
She says the court didn't just condemn Kirchner, it condemned all of us in Argentina who want a country for everyone, not just for a privileged few. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.